Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.
It's Yeezer on Namibia's Art and Soul, talking about the fine girl from Canada. Well, we are going to talk to a girl, a woman who has decided she's going to take it upon herself to go viral. I'm sure she didn't even intend to go viral. But before we get to that, once again, thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. It is 716, the future of business time. Okay, now, let me tell you something right now. If the New York Post, the New York Post, one of the biggest newspapers or publications in the world, right? In the world. I'm talking not just America or Europe. No, in the world, one of the biggest publications in the world publishes you and writes a story about you. Then I don't know. Then I think I really believe you've made it. The New York Post reported yesterday about a TikTok sensation that went viral of herself leading students in a song in a sing along where she is just teaching kids to be or sensitizing kids about their private parts. Okay, and she ranked up so far right now sitting at 92 million views. That video itself. What video are we talking about? We're talking about this video. So that bit on TikTok went viral on her account. It's sitting right now on 92 million views. The New York Post is out here reporting on it. As a matter of fact, the whole world has their eyes on this specific teacher, all the way from Ochivarango, Osi Gyalda Vaterbur. Osi Gyalda Moro, how are you this morning?
Morning. I'm well this morning. How are you?
I am elated. I am fantastic. I am happy. We at Fresh Breakfast, we celebrate Namibians that do incredible stuff. And so let me first start off by giving you an air horn. My goodness. Osi Gyalda, you are famous. How does it feel to be famous?
I still feel like I'm dreaming because it's quite a lot that is happening. It's a lot for one person, but I don't know what to say about that. But I'm very excited, overwhelmed, very nervous. Also, I don't even know what to do next. I don't know what to do next.
Because TikTok, I mean, is a fantastic platform. You never exactly know what will go viral and what will not go viral. So when you posted that video, did you think, oh my gosh, 92 million views, New York Post, the whole world is going to be on you? Did you think that it was going to go that viral?
Not even in a minute, because I use my platform usually when I want to encourage my colleagues, when I want to share tips of how to do things in the classroom. I usually use my platform for that, also for some singing and some prayers and those stuff, but I never once imagined that this would happen. And currently it's at 101
million. 101
million!
Oh my word!
I don't know whether I should...
Oh my goodness!
It's a lot. I never imagined this. I just thought it's one of those videos that I do just to help my colleagues out, because I do also share a few songs of teaching and those stuff. But I never thought this would come or this would happen.
Osi Gyalda, I mean, look, let's talk about the actual song itself, right? Before we get to the other things. The song, you wrote the song, right?
No, I did not.
You didn't write it?
Yes, no, I did not.
So
I had it on YouTube like 3 years ago, and I've been using it in my class ever since.
Okay, so this song has been out for 3 years, and you found it on YouTube. Then why did you go viral like this? I don't understand. I thought it was an original that you wrote yourself.
No, I feel like maybe the take the motions and the emotions and all the things
passion,
that I put in that made it to do that way, the passion. But it has been out. Some people are saying that it has been out for decades. So it just went out this way because of my take on it. Maybe that's why I think.
Well, you know what, Osigelda, I can tell you right now, the profession of teaching has been under fire the last decade or so for teachers that lack the passion, for teachers who don't have that same tenacity as our teachers used to have when we were young. So, I mean, to see that passion on your face and just your mannerism is really refreshing. Let's talk about the negative side of this thing. Obviously, there are people that say, look, you have no right to be talking about private parts to my 6 or 7 year old. How do you respond to people who are of that opinion even until now?
I believe that we all come from different worlds. The people that say such things have not really maybe experienced the type of things that we experience with these kids. And me seeing my learners firsthand, the type of community that I work with, I know that some parents don't really sit down and talk with these kids. So even though it might be beneficial for the other child, it is really beneficial for the next child that needs to be told that it is okay to say no. And some people are privileged, like I always say. Some people are privileged. They don't really go through the same things and experiences that others go through. So for them, it's easy to say that, don't do that to my child. But if there is a community that is ready to safeguard a child, it does not matter who does it. As long as the child feels safe and the safety of a child is not compromised, we need to keep on doing it.
In your actual studies, when you as you were obtaining your qualification, what do they teach you at the college? What is the right time? When is the right time to be conveying this message?
I don't even remember what I was taught in college regarding that.
Because it was that long back.
I believe that there is no right time because a perpetrator does not really wait for a right time. They wait for an opportunity, and there is no passion and no smooth talking when it comes to abuse. They don't do it in a soft manner. They do it in an aggressive manner. So if we can be able to equip our learners right now, because some kids right now are undergoing abuse, they don't even know that it is abuse because it happens through the hands of those they trust. It happens through their father, or their siblings, or whatever, and they don't see that it is wrong because nobody told them that being touched this way is wrong. So if you can do it as early as possible, then as long as the child is safe, there is no really age restriction when it comes to the safety of our kids. We hear news every day. We see things that happen. So if we can be able to vocal about it, then yes, we should keep on doing it even while they're small. 4, 3 years old, we can be able to tell them to be safe.
I mean, you remind me of a conversation that I had on my podcast with Lovey. Lovey used to be an artist back in the day. Elvo's former wife. She said exactly what you said. She was molested when she was 9. Okay, and she didn't even know that. Okay, this is molestation. Like he was an uncle, you know, and that's perhaps the reality of hundreds and thousands of kids where they don't even know that this thing that's happening to them right now is wrong. But Gelda, I also want to zoom in on the fact that you know, I mean, you got the whole country, the whole continent, and the whole world talking. Who's the most famous person that called you or that texted you and said you're doing a good job?
I can't even stop counting. I also got People's, is it People's Magazine that we usually just used to read through back in the day?
Yeah, I think it's from,
they also contacted me.
Wow.
Canada also said they want to do an article. They said I must send my pictures and send me a few pictures so that they can have it in their magazine. South Africa also is going to publish their magazine on Monday, and they want to publish. I'm also going to have an interview with them today after school. And if I don't know what is happening at the moment, and I can't keep count of everything and everything.
Yeah.
But as long as the right message is going up, and as long as Namibia is on the map and the safety of our kids is being widespread, I'm all here for it.
Osigelda, let me not hold you up. Get back to your kids, please. Go do the good work. We wish you all the best and good luck. Go fly, Osi. Fly. Fly the country's flag high and have fun while you're doing it, as a belief.
Thank you very much.
All right. Cheers, Osigelda.
Bye.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.